100.7 The Tiger, off the record with Brittany and Abby. Happy Woman Crush Wednesday. We are in the middle of one full hour of women in country. And, you know, we obviously love to highlight females in country music for Woman Crush Wednesday, but we love highlighting badass women in general. And we actually have Coach Kim Mulkey on the phone right now. Hello.
Well, hi, guys. How are y'all?
We are so good now that we're talking to you.
Yeah, we are doing great. We are so pumped to be talking to you. I mean, your team has been phenomenal this year, and I know that you made a quote saying pretty much that you really just wanted to do better than you did last year. Obviously, y'all are in the Sweet 16. How does that feel?
Well, it feels great. We have so much support from not just the Baton Rouge community, but from throughout the state, and people are excited, and I've got just these kids that are so good on the court, but heck, I hear they're social media superstars, and I don't keep up with all that, but I'm told that they're viral, whatever all of that means, but whatever it means, whatever it takes, we're trying to make everybody proud.
Oh, we love that. Well, we're so excited that you guys are advancing to the Sweet 16, so you're taking on Utah this Friday night. I guess, like, what can we expect from y'all on the court? I mean, I feel like everything's just so, you run a very tight-knit team, and that's very apparent on the basketball court.
Well, we actually play 4 o'clock on Friday Central Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time in Greenville. Utah is really, really good. Everybody's good at this stage, but you're going to see them shoot a lot of three-pointers. They shoot a great number of three-pointers, so we're going to have to make sure we contest a lot of those. But in order to get those three-pointers, they do a lot of dribble penetration. So we've got to stop dribble penetration, keep them out of the paint. They have the player of the year from the Pac-12 inside. They're good, and they're very confident. They got a higher seed in the tournament than we did, so we need to use that as motivation a little bit.
I love it.
So do you have any, I guess you could say, routines that you do before your game? My family's a big sports family. We're very superstitious. Do you have any certain superstitions that you do before a game?
I'm not superstitious, but my routine is pretty simple. It's usually the same. The day of the game, we have a one-hour shoot around and then eat pregame meal. And then I come home and get hair and makeup done and get dressed, and I show up at the arena about 1 hour prior to tip-off so that I can do radio work with the LSU radio people. And then I wait until about 24 minutes to go before tip-off, and then when the kids are on the floor warming up, I'm in the locker room reminding them on the board of what we're going to do during the game, and then after that they come off the court, and then I go back in there and we go over everything I've written on the board. We say the Lord's Prayer and we go play.
That's so awesome.
So not only are you a badass coach, but you just seem like a great person. I see after you beat these other teams, you kind of go talk to the other girls on the other team, because I mean, they're upset. This is their last game if this is their senior year. What are you telling those other girls on the other teams after you just beat them?
Well, having been a student-athlete myself, the worst feeling in the world is your senior year when you'll never pick up another basketball again. You've spent the majority of your life playing basketball, and it's a big part of who you are and your identity. And when you're a senior and you play that last game, it's just hurt. It hurts, and I know that feeling, and that young lady – she will probably continue to play pro ball somewhere, if not in the WNBA overseas. But the pain on her face, I just wanted her in that moment to know I felt her pain. And it's no fun, and remind her of the great career she had and what she did for her basketball team. And I would do that if we'd lost the game to my seniors. It's just something about playing that last game.
So I had actually read somewhere, and tell me if I'm wrong or not, but your daughter is also on your coaching staff?
She was on
my
coaching
staff. How was
it? She played for me. at Baylor. Yes. She was on the 40-0 national championship team.
Wow.
Mackenzie is married now with two children.
Cool.
And when we moved, when I made the decision to move back to Louisiana and coach at LSU, because of the kids' ages at that time, she was pregnant with her little girl. They decided to stay there. Her husband has a great job in Waco. But nice. She comes as often as she can. In fact, she's here with me with the kids until we lose out of the tournament.
That's so cool. What about Kramer? What about Kramer? He ever gets to come watch you play?
He doesn't miss a game. He's at all the games until spring training started about a month ago. Mm-hmm. So he's keeping up with us from afar. He's fired up because this is his school. This is where he graduated from.
Yeah.
This is where he played baseball. So he's extremely happy mom's back in Louisiana and at his alma mater.
That's
so
amazing.
Cool.
We love that. So we have a couple more questions for you. One, since it's Woman Crush Wednesday on 100.7 The Tiger, we have to ask you about some country music. You said you were well-versed in country before we started this interview. Who is your favorite female country artist?
Mm.
Oh, now you're going to put me on the spot. I couldn't pick one. But if you want to test my trivia, you can ask me any trivia about country music and female artists. I go way back to the oldies.
Oh, man. That's what we love.
And I try to keep up with the young ones, and especially if they're from Louisiana. How about Lainey Wilson?
We love her.
Right now.
Yes.
She's from Baskin, Louisiana, and lived out of a trailer for years in Nashville trying to make it, and boy, is she doing great now.
She is definitely a badass for sure. We love her.
We do.
Also, we want to ask you about your Blazers. Where do you get them? Because we want some.
We're obsessed with your clothes.
We're obsessed.
Actually, there's a story behind my clothes. When I got here 2 years ago, one of my assistants was in a boutique. And the owner of the boutique said, we've kept up with Coach Mulkey through the years. She's quite the dresser. And we have a young lady who owns a company that would love to outfit her if she would be willing to wear sparkles and all this stuff. And so I got talked into it. So it's called Queen of Sparkles. It's the name of the company. And Glass is her name. Her last name is Glass. And they provide me with all of my outfits.
Hey.
I love it.
Yeah, no, you're rocking it for sure. Would you rather wear your high heels or your sneakers?
Well, every day I have no makeup, and I usually have a warm-up suit on and tennis shoes, and in the summer, no makeup, comfortable summer attire. But when I dress to coach or go recruiting, I try to look professional.
I love it.
Well, you definitely do. We love the outfit.
We really, really do. We're all about sparkles. And we hope that the Tigers, you know, take it home on Friday afternoon. Again, that game starts at 4 o'clock right here on the Tiger. And Coach Mulkey, we really appreciate you taking some time to talk
yes.
to us. We're fangirling a little bit. We're not going to lie.
We are. We know you're very busy, so it was greatly appreciated for you to take some time out of your day.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you guys again. Thank your owner, your general manager, whoever needs to be thanked about carrying the games, because you need to be reminded. Just down the street from you is the number one kid in the country that's coming to LSU to play for us next year, and I sure would like for her family to hear us on this radio station. Y'all have a wonderful day. Go Tigers.
Go
yes,
Tigers.
Go Tigers.